Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this week on a much, much needed and well-deserved vacation. I'm here with Celeste. Well, Celeste, when the federal government took over mortgage giants Fannie and Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae in 2008, that was supposed to stabilize the housing and credit markets. But instead of bringing the number of home foreclosures back down to historic levels of about 100,000 foreclosures per year, this year we're on track to hit 1 million foreclosures by the end of this year. Now, while the government entities have in the past financed about half of American mortgages and securitized them, now Uncle Sam finances almost all of them, 96%. So today we want to get behind some of the numbers and ask, is 1 million foreclosures a failure of the government alone? And what does reform mean? How are we going to get the American housing market back on track? To help answer the question, we're joined now by Guy Sakala, the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance Publications, which provides news and statistics to executives in the residential mortgage business. And in a bit, we're going to be joined by Felicia Harris. She's a realtor with Molly Leaves Realty in Memphis, Tennessee, and she's seen the effects of foreclosure in her professional and in her personal life and in her own neighborhood. Guy and Felicia, welcome to The Takeaway. Good morning.
Morning.
Guy, 528,000 homes were taken over by lenders in the first 6 months of this year, and that puts us on track for being the worst in the worst foreclosure year ever. Why are we getting worse? We're going to be up to 1 million by the end of 2010. So why is this number getting worse? I thought that taking over Fannie and Freddie and all of the things that the White House said it was doing for foreclosures was supposed to make things better, not worse.
Well, you're asking kind of two different questions there. One of them is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's involvement, and the other one is just the worsening housing situation overall. First of all, as you pointed out, Fannie and Freddie roughly control half the market. Roughly half the mortgages outstanding are held by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And to be honest, those are the better half of the mortgages outstanding. They tend to be prime mortgages. There are very few subprime or mortgages made to real low-income borrowers. As a result, those mortgages tend to perform better. Fannie and Freddie have lower default rates, lower foreclosure rates than the overall market. Really stabilizing them did nothing per se to help foreclosures. What it did was try to support the overall housing market and stop those two giant companies from collapsing. Second part of your question, in terms of, you know, what's really going on with the mortgage market, a lot of it has to do with just the deteriorating economy. You know, with unemployment near 10%, we have a lot of people who have trouble making mortgage payments. Before we had that, we had the subprime mortgage crisis and problem with loans that had terrible features and acceleration payments that borrowers just couldn't make. So we've just seen wave after wave of foreclosure, and there's really no relief in sight. In addition, you know, the number you threw out there about we're on track for 1 million foreclosures, there are different ways to track foreclosures. By some measures, we're going to see 3 million this year in terms of foreclosure notices going out to borrowers. And it's just a question of how many actually end up in foreclosure sale. But clearly, the numbers are just as bad this year as they were last year. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of expectation next year is not going to be any better. We've got a ton of loans in the pipeline that people haven't made payments on in 6 months or longer, and so, those loans are headed for foreclosure also.
So no end in sight, as you say. Felicia, let me turn to you down there in Memphis. You've wanted to move out of your neighborhood for years as things deteriorated. So what was the final straw for you? Why did you finally leave?
Well, the final straw for me was just the abundance of a deterioration in the neighborhoods, the evidence of homes are not being, you know, maintained, well kept. Just the landscaping was no longer there, and I was in, you know, what we call, it's a beautiful neighborhood at one time, and just the deterioration over a period of years, and it was time to make a decision.
Was it a deterioration just of the lawns and the look of the neighborhood, or was there something about the human quality of the neighborhood that was lost for you?
Well, you know what? We experienced a lot of deterioration, and the homeowners didn't appear to value the property anymore. The aesthetics of the neighborhood was no longer there. We just saw that deterioration, that trend of deterioration over a period of years. And so the quality of life for me in the neighborhood that I once loved was no longer there.
So, Celeste, we'd really like to hear from listeners here on whether they know. I'm sure people know people who've been foreclosed upon. There's a million of them out there. Do you know somebody who's been foreclosed
or
upon?
Are you?
Are you? Has it changed the face of your neighborhood and how? So post on the website, or of course you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Well, Guy, let me ask you. We have been hearing from real estate experts for a long time. The worst is yet to come. The worst is yet to come. We haven't hit bottom yet. With over a million foreclosures this year, is 2010 the bottom?
I don't think there's any question that 2010 is not the bottom. You know, we're hoping that 2011 is going to be the bottom. Mostly, again, because there are more properties now that are headed for foreclosure than they're actually in foreclosure now. The banks have been piling up properties for obvious reasons. They can't sell homes at foreclosure, so they've been very slow to foreclose. It's going to be kind of a lagging indicator. Even as the economy improves and the housing market improves, the foreclosure outlook is not going to improve just because there's that backlog we've got to work through.
So Congress just reformed Wall Street, and they say Fannie and Freddie are next. But, Guy, you're suggesting that even if they get to Fannie and Freddie, that it may not be the end of the housing crisis because those are the loans that are actually the good ones. But, Felicia, let me ask you, you're not only a resident in Memphis, you're also a realtor. So, briefly, this must be affecting your bottom line, too, not just your neighborhood.
Well, absolutely. You know, when I became a realtor back in 2005, you know, that year was an excellent year for me because, I was selected as the rising star, the person that was, you know, projected to just be the big hitter.
And your customers were swimming in credit.
Swimming in credit,
yeah.
You know, just all types of issues were, you know, we were definitely being affected by that. And so after that, we started seeing a decline in buyers. And then we saw an abundance, of course, of properties that just hit the market and were not moving. Things were not happening in the Memphis area for a while. Couldn't understand what was going on.
And now what we know what's going on. 1 million foreclosures. It's hit Memphis hard. It's hit the country hard. We've got some troubling news. Reforming Fannie and Freddie may not make the difference. Felicia Harris, realtor with Molly Reeves and resident in Memphis, thanks for joining us. And Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance Publications. We thank you both for joining us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.